The European Union, Tanzania's biggest development partner, announced it was freezing €88 million in annual financial support, while the World Bank scrapped a €265 million loan it had granted the country for girls' education. This in protest against the move to expel pregnant girls from school and for barring them from continuing their education after giving birth. The sanctions are the result of calls in mid-December by four U.S. senators for the creation of a common front with diplomatic partners to pile pressure on the Tanzanian government. The measures come as a major setback to President John Magufuli, who had earned international respect for fighting corruption since his election in 2015. Honest Ngowi is a professor of economics at Nzumbe University in Dar es Salaam. He spoke to RFI about the ravages of the sanctions.
You know, this is a country whose domestic resource mobilization is relatively low, and so it has to be bridged by foreign aid. The Minister for Finance has just given the position of implementation of the budget for the half of the financial year, fiscal year 2018-19. Within the budget, there was foreign component inflow from donors. The gap now will be felt in the context that all the inflows from outside to the budget won't be forthcoming. So there will be a deficit in that budget. The implication is maybe one has to borrow, and of course borrowing space, I think, is reduced given the swelling debt level. But also the implication when it comes to debt repayment. In the 2018-19 budget, I think almost 30% of the budget was set aside for debt repayment. And that is really bad in the context that this is money that could have been used for providing public goods and services. And the rating agencies like Moody's, Fitch have said the debt within East Africa, Tanzania, Kenya, Uganda, is too high for any good credit in the future.
Observers have voiced skepticism over the government's claims that the anti-gay crackdown in Dar es Salaam was not official policy, but rather the personal views of the city governor, Paul Makonda. Is that your take as well?
The point is, when such things happen, whoever view this is, it has potential to damage the image of the country.
The direct unintended victims of this aid freeze are the poor and vulnerable, naturally. Are there prospects, I must say, that some of these funds could be channeled directly to the population through other players such as civil society organizations?
You know, the way funds have been channeled to the government has its root, what we call it direct budget support. And this has been the model of funding the public goods and services. Now, turning it overnight, I think it has been discouraged, broadly speaking, on an agreement that was not only between Tanzania and the development partners, but I think it was the African team. That budget will follow, you know, country funding procedure. So taking it to civil society organizations, I think it will be against what was agreed in.
And President Magufuli wasted no time to dismiss this diplomatic freeze as a move by people who don't want the good of the country, contrasting the decision with Tanzania's so-called true long-time Chinese friends who continue to provide funds without conditions.
Well, of course, I think they have China as the alternative source of aid, alternative source of loans, and China does not necessarily ask, you know, those hard questions that the West is asking. I think I've seen China as an alternative and an opportunity that they don't need to bow to the West.
Judging from the geopolitical realities now in Africa, Tanzania ought to start getting concerned about what China is likely to ask for in exchange for the funds they have splashed out in projects such as the newly inaugurated state-of-the-art library that's been built with aid from Beijing in Dar es Salaam.
It's not the first time China is funding Tanzania. I think it depends on what the country wants.
The Chinese are not giving us all that aid free of charge. They certainly have a secret agenda behind it, and we're only going to discover this with time.
I think African leaders are not all that much stupid. I don't think that they just give any kind of concession. I think before signing, they know what it implies. I don't know whether they will put their ports at risk, their airports at risk. Of course, I'm hearing some stories in Zambia. I'm not sure how true this is. Of course, it's a reason to be concerned. But Africa should have a China policy. Africa should know what it wants from China. Before signing anything, Africa should know what it really implies.
Tanzanian University Professor Honest Ngowi at Nzumbe University on the line from Dar es Salaam.